KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's a petition drive underway at Harvard University to keep the school's president from resigning, despite massive pressure that she step aside over refusal to condemn the actions of anti-Semites at Harvard.
More than 600 Harvard faculty members have signed a petition urging President Claudine Gay to resist calls from some lawmakers and donors that she resign, like the president of the University of Pennsylvania did. Gay and two of her peers came under intense scrutiny following a congressional hearing in which they struggled to answer questions about campus policy and anti-Semitism. The petition drive is viewed less as a defense of the university's first black female president and more of an effort to insulate the Ivy League school from the intrusion of political pressure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is throwing out cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. It follows the Biden administration rescinding the federal employee vaccine requirements in May, and the Pentagon also rescinding its mandate in January as a result of congressional action. Airports and highways expected to be busier this Christmas season than they were a year ago.
The Auto Club AAA predicts that 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles away from home over the 10 days starting right before Christmas. That's about a 2% increase over last year, but not quite as many as in 2019, the last holiday season before the pandemic. AAA predicts most of those people will travel by car, and they'll enjoy slightly lower gasoline prices compared to a year ago. According to government data, airfares are also down a bit from high levels last year. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. The head of a women's group is embracing transgenderism.
You might think that Fatima Graves, president of the National Women's Law Center, would be leading the fight to keep males out of female sports. But she's not. In recent testimony before a congressional committee, Graves argued that men must be allowed to compete against women, dismissing concerns about men's inherent physical advantages with a remarkable statement that, quote, body diversity is an inherent part of sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christmas in the Holy Land will be a somber affair this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree. All celebrations will be muted. One local pastor tells Reuters, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of COVID. The town is empty and sad. The lack of tourism will be a blow to the Israeli economy, which counts on large numbers of Christians visiting over the holidays." This is SRN News. A man charged in a 4th of July parade shooting plans to represent himself at trial.
Robert Cremo III is accused of killing 7 people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago last year. Charges against Cremo include first-degree murder, attempted murder, and aggravated battery. Dozens of people, including children, were injured in the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. Cremo fired his public defenders and said he plans to represent himself at trial, which is slated to begin in February. Judge Victoria Rossetti asked Cremo if he understood the possible penalties, including consecutive life sentences if a jury finds him guilty. She suggested he reconsider his choice to represent himself. I'm Norman Hall.
Most Americans who are living paycheck to paycheck say they expect to spend about the same amount or less this holiday season as they did last year. According to a Forbes Advisor survey, close to half say they'll spend about the same. More details at srnnews.com.